When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. Before we jump into today's podcast, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors, Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged, and they'll give you $350 off. Also, if you're looking to take your basketball program, if you're looking to take your team to the next level, if you're looking to become a state-ranked team, a regionally ranked team, a nationally ranked team, like some of my teams have been, come over and join teachhoops.com. Let my 30 years plus of experience help you through the process of coaching. It will take care of everything you need. It will give you a roadmap to walk you through. And if you're an inexperienced coach, it's got what you need. If you're an experienced coach and you just need some resources and mentors and other coaches, it's got that too. So go over and check it out. Let's head off to the podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors, teachhoops.com, for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop for basketball coaches. There is nothing else like it. It's got everything you need to become a better basketball coach. Also, go over and check out Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Mention Coach Unplugged, High School Hoops, Coach Collins, anything like that, and you'll get $350 off your next purchase. But before we jump in here, a couple things. First of all, if you're interested in our mastermind, which is coming up, and our cohort, I'm kind of doing this on the low here. Or you're thinking about your defense, the funnel down defense is out, and hopefully you are able to go over and check that out. So, all right, so today we're going to talk about your team and a couple thoughts that I was having on one of my recent walks. And just, you know, if you think about how the educational system has changed recently, just think about, you know, when I was a kid, you know, when you didn't know something, what'd you do? You went and it was a chore to try to go figure it out, right? You had to go to the library, you had to go to Encyclopedia Britannica, you had to figure a way to, you know, what the specific turtle was or something. You know, nowadays it's all in their hands, it's all in their pockets, right? With their phones and stuff. And how does this relate to basketball? Well, you know, we don't need them. We need them to learn things. We don't need them to memorize things. When I was a kid, we had to memorize things because there wasn't the access to all the information. Well, as a coach, we need to be able to learn specific skill sets. And we'll be talking about that over the next couple months, but how we get them to do that. You know, I always think with my teams, this is another side note, that I always think with my teams, we're either growing or we're dying.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Right, as a team, you know, because every other team is doing the exact same thing. You know, they're always, every team is getting better, you know, and with the non-COVID year, everyone's kind of improving hopefully over time. So when you're looking at your practice, when you're looking at your team, when you're looking at your fall, when you're looking at your summer, when you're looking at your in season, is your team growing or getting better, or are they dying, staying? Because if you're staying stagnant, the other teams are going to be getting better as you go along. And that was my phone, and I'm going to leave it because that's what we do in our podcast. We don't edit the real world out. But I really want you to think about that as a coach, you know, because all of my great teams got better all the time. They were always growing and they were not dying. Were there valleys during the season? Yes. Were there obstacles in the season? Yes. But we were always kind of working up that step. And I've said this before, but if you think about growth and you think about learning, it's kind of like a step, like you're going up a flight of stairs, right? You increase or get better, and then what happens is most people quit or stay level at that, you know, where your foot is on the stairs. The great ones, the great teams, the great players fight through that kind of flat surface in the top of the stairs and then grow. So the way you learn things, the way you grow as a team, the way you grow as an individual, the way we do anything is you've got to increase and then you've got to learn. And those mistakes, the key is when you're on that level part of the stairs, when you're not necessarily learning like you should, are you learning from your mistakes? Are you learning that, you know, we can't shoot free throws? Are you learning that maybe how we convert to defense from offense is not the way it needs to be? So those are the things that you really need to think about as a coach. You need to think about as a player. You need to think about as a human being. Are you growing as a human or a team, or are you dying? I think those are some things that you definitely need to think about. Have a great day, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want to hear more of these, go over and join teachhoops.com. 14-day free trial allows us to do this, and then subscribe, like, jump up and down, do whatever you got to do. Tell us what you want to hear in the future, Steve@teachhoops.com. All right. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.